Pirates versus Tyrants. This is the Tom Wren Show, where we practice piracy on the enemies of freedom and liberty.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are excited to be here today. There is a lot to talk about, a lot happening. Thanks to the work of a lot of people who have really focused on this, has become almost a bad word. Nobody wants something that's got mRNA in it, but yet they keep creating more mRNA products. The other thing that we see a lot, especially coming into the 2024 political season, is everybody wants to forget COVID, the lockdowns, mRNA, all these poisons, especially the politicians. The politicians who sold us down the river, who destroyed our liberty for nothing other than payoffs from Big Pharma, which they're still getting, by the way, really want to move on from mRNA. They do not want to talk about the fact that they locked us down, told us to wear masks, told us we had to do this, told us we had to do that. These politicians want nothing to do with that. They want us to all forget and move on and give them amnesty for their COVID lies and fraud. That's what they want to happen. But we, the people, don't want to do that. We want to remember. And, you know, this is a universal thing. I mean, even Donald Trump is trying to avoid, oh, COVID's in the past. No, it's not in the past. No, with due respect to the president, who I support and who I appreciate, COVID is not in the past. It was the greatest attack on American liberty in history. And no one did the right thing in it. No one. There were a few we the peoples that fought it. I fought it. Bobby Kennedy came along right away, Sherry Tenpenny, Pam Popper. We were all there immediately on the ground running, right? Later on, we saw a lot of other people come in, McCullough, Malone, all these guys. They become great warriors in this and some of the best voices we have. I mean, you know, from a scientific standpoint, a guy like Peter McCullough is the best guy that you can have on the bench on this, right? I mean, he's a guy you want fighting this because his academic credentials are absolutely beyond the pale, and he's brilliant. So we eventually got people to fight for this, but the politicians didn't. The politicians are still selling out. In fact, Speaker Johnson, as soon as he got elected to Speaker of the House, Pfizer gave him $10,000. Shocking, right? Right. And by the way, have you seen anything from the COVID committee? Has anyone done anything there? Is there anything going on? No, Brad Wenstrup and the COVID committee are trying to sweep this under the rug, just like every other crooked politician out there. These crooked scumbags, they don't care how many people are dead or dying from COVID, from the vaccines, from these things. As long as Big Pharma keeps cutting them checks, they're happy, right? And because of that, it's going to happen again. That's what disease X is. But good news. We've got this headline here. 4 years later, conservative voters have not forgotten how COVID tyrants acted in the crisis. And this is a very, very, very big deal and good article. And it's in the Federalist, right? So it's a respected, large document, outlet, right? Media outlet. And it's a good thing. And it's a nice little story. And it is written by Christine Whitmore. And it talks about a particular primary that just occurred in North Texas. And in this primary, you had a well-funded rhino sellout big establishment Republican that was 100% in on all things COVID and some other people. Well, it turns out that this establishment, well-funded and respected rhino who was in on all things COVID got walloped by 16 points in this primary. This isn't the only story like this. There's a lot of others, and there's a lot of this happening around the country, but it's a critical thing. If we don't hold politicians accountable for stealing our rights, for destroying our country, for the death and carnage that's continuing to happen. By the way, folks, it's not over. This is not over. This is not over. In fact, it's going to get a lot worse. A lot worse. Remember when COVID hit, we talked right away. Summer of 2021. When the vaccines were out, I came out and I said, listen, get the jab, get COVID. I knew it then. The research was there. The science was there. This wasn't complicated, okay? You don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure this out. I don't have to be as smart as Peter McCullough to figure out that if you inject something into my body that creates the pathogen that occurs with COVID, the spike protein, then, you know, I'm going to be more likely to have the symptoms of COVID, right? Not complicated. You don't have to be a genius to figure that out. And, you know, I know there's a lot of medical nuance to that, and you can say all sorts of things about it. But at the end of the day, the spike protein that you, is created in your body once you get these vaccines, it's created for an indeterminate amount of time because they don't know how long these vaccines actually stay in your system. We don't know how many of them are permanently modifying our genetics, although it appears to be quite a few in light of the fact that we keep finding out that the DNA fragments in the COVID vaccines continue to reassemble and continue to poison over time, right? Reverse transcription appears to be a much, much higher likelihood at this point. There was a great study out of Europe on it. And no follow-up studies because no one wants to fund the studies because those studies might show the truth that these vaccines do permanently modify your genetics, which is a disaster, understand, because if your genetics are modified, if reverse transcription occurs and these vaccines change your DNA, that means that your children will have their DNA modified. Their children will have their DNA modified. It will pass down. So if these vaccines are in fact changing you, changing your genetic makeup, which there's a very strong argument to be made that they are going to be passed down for generations. We are going to have generations of kids and people with modified genetics from unsafe, ineffective COVID vaccines that, you know, are going to have lifelong health problems. What's this going to do to humanity over the next century? We have no idea, but what we do know is it isn't good. All right. So with that, let me tie into this. Another headline. Top international virologist issues dire warning. Massive, massive tsunami of death among highly vaccinated is imminent, right? So let's talk about this article because this is it, right? We get these jabs. Everybody wants to move on from COVID. Oh, mRNA, it's fine. It's fine. No problem, right? So Gert Vandenbosch, who is a virologist, and I mean, this guy is a brilliant guy. He's out of Europe. He is he is really top. He was at the top of the food chain on the COVID stuff for quite some time. He was one of the guys that I looked at his research early on. He's certified in virology, microbiology. He's done a bunch of universal vaccine stuff. I mean, the guy just is a brilliant dude, right? So Gert, Dr. Bosch, he's out beating the drum on this, right? And what he's saying is that we're going to be seeing very, very soon a massive wave of death among vaccinated. And the more vaccinated you are, the more likely you will be to be dead, right? Why? Well, because what's going on is the highly vaccinated are going to have compromised immune systems. We're going to see variants to COVID continue to come out. And because their immune systems are so damaged, they're going to die from it. Now, Gert is suggesting that you're going to start seeing this shift from the surge in cancer to this hyperacute wave of COVID deaths, right? And that doesn't mean cancer is going to quit. We're going to continue to see the surge in cancer, although it'll be overshadowed by the number of people dying from this COVID outbreak, this new COVID outbreak he's expecting. Now, I would argue that this new COVID outbreak will coincide with disease X. I would argue that this is planned, and I would argue that you should probably be prepped in the next year or two for this to happen, because this will provide the ammo that they will attempt to use to sign the WHO treaty, to give away our sovereignty, to basically put us under a global police state for now and forevermore, because we're all going to die. Except for the thing is there's good news on this. Because we worked so hard in this country to ensure that people were aware that these vaccines were going to kill you, we do have a control group. See, 25% of this country or more didn't get this jab. And those people are going to be pissed. And when everybody's dying around them, but they're fine, those people are going to continue to say, I told you so. So there's going to be a bit of a problem with the whole globalist plan to watch everybody die, because people are going to be awake to that. They're going to be aware. And this is a critical, critical flaw in what's going on. Because, you know, listen, Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari have been running around there saying, we've got to have a catastrophe. The world's got to crash. Everything's going to happen so we can have the Great Reset and start over and have global governance. And, you know, we'll be in charge, by the way. That's what they're pushing for. But understand, folks, understand very clearly that this is something that is, we're fighting this. We're fighting this hard. And we've got enough people aware that they're not going to just be able to pull the wool over everybody's eyes again. There's a lot, and this goes to that previous article. A lot of people are awake and pissed off, and they're going to continue being pissed off. And as people continue to die, and as more people die, and as the death escalates, guess what? The people who didn't get this jab that are still healthy are going to keep saying, hey, why are we healthy? You're dying, not us. So, you know, this would be another one of those cases. You got to wear a mask to keep someone else safe. You know, that's stupidity. This is where it's going. And everybody is aware of it. And I think it was part of the, I think this was all planned, right? So there's, to my mind, this isn't complicated. The Great Reset was kicked off with COVID. It allowed them to steal an election, allowed them to put Biden in, who's doing all these things to disrupt America, to weaken America, the southern border. I mean, we essentially are at war. The United States is at war in every way except for the kinetic way, right? We're under attack. Our country's being invaded. It's being remade. Our constitutional rights are destroyed. You know, the courts absolutely suck ass. They are not doing their job in terms of protecting or preserving the Constitution. Their desire to appear reasonable and bend over backwards to allow corrupt tyrants like Biden to do what they're going to do is absolutely sick. And I got to tell you, I'm more than a little annoyed at the courts. The court system should be ashamed of itself. If the Supreme Court's role is not to ensure that the correct interpretation of the Constitution as it was written is made clear to the other branches of government, then it has no purpose. And essentially, our Supreme Court has abdicated its role as a co-equal branch of the government, in my opinion, because they're too big of pussies to actually stand for the Constitution. And that's my academic opinion as a lawyer. All right. So
I was going to say that control group that you're speaking of is also that voter block we've been speaking of. So this is going to be interesting to see coming into the elections. And we've talked about Trump's camp just not getting this right. If you don't get this right, we're going to see how that affects our elections. I mean, yesterday while we were live, there was quite a few people in our chat that kept saying, I cannot vote for Trump because I've had too many people around me die from these jabs. Yep. This is happening in real time in our lives. Like your wife having cancer, we're seeing cancer. Yep. We're seeing all these things in our real lives. It's becoming personal. Yep. Trump has to get right on this. This is that control group is also the largest voting block to sway an election of all time.
Yeah, well, and two things. So first of all, just for everybody to know, my wife was not vaccinated, but she was working at a school and exposed to massive, massive amounts of shedding. Did that play a role? Maybe, I'm not sure. Second of all, here's the thing. Let me clarify. Trump isn't ignoring this as much as he's being lied to. And we're going to have more on this coming out. I think we found a snake in the Trump woodshed, and we're going to be exposing that coming up. But, you know, there's some people in his inner circle that I think are blocking true information from getting to him and are lying to him and misleading him. And we've got some pretty solid evidence on this. And we're going to be going to war with some of these people because that's part of our job. We want a Trump 2024 presidency, but we've got to get the snakes away from that man. There's too many snakes around him. I've never seen anyone so undermined and attacked, and just it's insidious. But more to come on that. I don't want to lose sight of where we are. So, so we see this die-off coming from COVID. But don't worry, folks. Don't worry. The mRNA vaccines that are going to create this massive death wave and die-off, they have a solution. Da, 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 da. Thank you, Vigilant Fox and Vigilant News Network. Moderna is developing mRNA vaccines for the diseases linked to the COVID shots, right? So always part of the plan was to make you permanently dependent on big pharma and big pharma solutions, right? So you get your COVID jab, it destroys your immune system, it screws with your genetics, it makes you damaged. So then what do? Well, you've got to get another shot to fix the issues from the first shot, which does more damage to your genetics and makes you more dependent, right? So the more of these you get, the more dependent you become. And eventually you get to the point where if you're not getting your shot, you just die. And if you do get your shot, you die anyways 10 years before you would otherwise, right? So regardless of what happens, you die and they make money off of it. That's what's going on in Big Pharma right now. Well, this article from Vigilance, really good. We've got Moderna is announcing progress on multiple mRNA vaccines and therapeutic candidates, right? So they've got Epstein-Barr, Zoster, they've got norovirus, so chickenpox and shingles. They got chickenpox and shingles mRNA vaccines. They're integrating mRNA into everything. They're looking at mRNA for the cancers. Anything, I mean, we've seen everything, even leprosy. Do you know that leprosy has popped its head up in vaccinated people? Did you know that there are people, there are reports of people who've been vaccinated getting leprosy? Yeah, like the Bible leprosy, that stuff. Did you know that's out there? The cancers, obviously, all these things. But don't worry. Don't worry. Big Pharma, Moderna, COVID, Pfizer, these guys, they're working on new mRNA vaccines to save you from the COVID vaccine side effects. So, just go get your COVID vaccine. Then you'll be eligible for all the other mRNA vaccines that you can use to prevent the side effects from the COVID vaccine. So this seems like a great business model to me, right?
Yeah, bundle and save. Get all your vaccines in one shot.
Well, Woo! And you can get them all at once. They're safe.
Super safe and effective.
Yeah.
They're safe and the more, effective. The better. I mean, we had someone in the chat, and she's been on with us before, but she's out in Hawaii, and she says she knows someone who's got like five boosters. Like, that's just fascinating to me.
You won't have to worry about them in a couple of years.
Whew. That's just a special kind of person there.
Yeah, we need to do a t-shirt.
Do you think they're wearing their masks too? You and I were talking about masks because you were at the store.
Yeah, they should definitely. If you've got five boosters, you definitely should wear a mask.
I mean, I actually like that idea. There was someone that put out a great video and she says, I actually like seeing the masks because then it's like I know to stay away from those people.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, if you've been boosted five times, you should have to like have some sort of scarlet letter so I know to stay away from you because you're probably shedding like incredibly dangerously on everyone.
Well, and the thing about this is so if you're still wearing a mask, first of all, I'm sorry, you're a goddamn idiot.
Yeah, like I told you, I hope it's like
I don't want to talk to you, so please wear it proudly because I don't want to be anywhere near you.
Yeah.
Like that's just like that's a Wren's repellent. Wear a mask and you get to stay away from me. Don't tell my wife, she'll never take it off.
Wait a second, this is a good idea. So when I want a day off.
Don't tell my wife or people who work with me, they all start wearing masks to get rid of me. It's like a Wren's repellent. These companies are so unethical that not only are they poisonous, they're now creating new poisons to deal with the issues that they have. So let's move on to the next part of this because no, we're not done, right? There's more in the COVID and mRNA world. By the way, go to TomRens.com, support us on the Tom Renz Show, the America Out Loud Network. Get this show out there, share it, tell people. We got to get the word out on this stuff, folks. Disease X, which will just be a repackaging of COVID and whatever else they release. The vaccines for it, all this stuff, it's all coming. And if we don't share, if we don't get the word out, we're screwed. All right, so support Tom Renz Show, the America Out Loud Network, TomRenz.com.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop. That's AmericaOutloud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutloud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, let's talk about shedding and cancer. So it's unproven at this point, right? And it's not unproven because it's not a sound theory. It's unproven because there's no funding to research it, right? So it's very expensive to research something like that. It's very difficult to create a control study on something like that is tough. And there's just no solid research on it. I'm going to tell you anecdotally, and I'm not a scientist, so I can be as anecdotal as I want. Based on the evidence I've seen as a lawyer and the fact that these guys obviously know that shedding is legit, they know that shedding is occurring. I've got all sorts of documents talking about shedding, transmissible vaccines, all these. It's there, right? So it's a known thing. It's a real thing. And listen, the spike proteins have an impact on your immune system that makes you more susceptible to cancer. So to my mind, one of the things that I think you look at is, you know, I'd love to see some sort of a study looking at the increases in cancer amongst people who are like teachers or doctors and nurses versus other groups that aren't exposed to so many people that are shedding.
Right? Exactly.
That would be something that I think would be a good indicator. There's different ways to show a correlation between the jab shedding and cancer, but the studies aren't being done because they're expensive. And these are studies that the government could do easily with the data they have, but they won't do it because the government's corrupt, right?
Yeah.
So if we were in charge, if someone put me in charge of HHS tomorrow, that study would be done the next day. And I could show that real clearly. But the problem is everyone in the Department of Health and Human Services is corrupt. Everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, I mean, and this is some of the initiatives we're hoping to launch with forgodfamilycountry.org, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're going to try and get the funding and the support to be able to run studies like that on forgodfamilycountry.org. So yeah, that's the charity. That's what we're going to do. That's part of what we want to do with that stuff. But anyways, so this is really, the shedding's real. It's legit. It's a big issue. We got to get it dealt with. I want to tie this in, though, because there's another issue that nobody's, you know, they keep trying to sweep this under the rug. They keep trying to pretend that it's not there. But I want to tell you guys, mRNA is absolutely transmissible through the food supply. Okay. Messenger RNA is probably not. Mod RNA and a number of the laboratory created RNA products are absolutely transmissible. There's studies, there's research, there's science. This is absolutely transmissible. And you can inject it into an animal. It can go through your digestive system, and you can absolutely be exposed to some of this stuff. Them saying that that's not possible is an outright lie. I've got their research. I've got their documents. It is an absolute outright lie. Vaccines can be given to animals, and those vaccines can survive cooking, slaughtering, eating, and can make it into people. Now, what's the impact? I have no idea. And neither does anybody else. What we know is that it can happen. Okay. Does it happen all the time? I don't know. What I do know is that mRNA is a licensed drug being used in pork in the United States, and it's in other, they're trying to put this in as many foods as possible. In fact, BioNTech, Pfizer's vaccine arm that created the mRNA vaccines, partnered with Bayer, who owns Monsanto, the largest seed producer on the planet. They're one of the largest egg producers on the planet. Why are they doing that? Because they intend to put these gene therapy drugs into all sorts of animals. Why? Why would they do that? We've had agriculture for millions, thousands and thousands of years. People have been in agriculture. We've never needed an mRNA vaccine. Why do we need it now? We don't. They're putting it in there to make people sick so that you have to buy new pharmaceutical products. Okay, this is not complicated. This is a marketing program. You make people sick with their food, they have to buy your big pharma products. It's real simple. Okay. That's what's happening. That's why when we introduced the transparency bill in Missouri, that all the big ag and big pharma guys fought so hard against it, because big ag and big pharma are one and the same. They're just as corrupt, and they're poisoning you in your food. If you have GMO food, it is dangerous. And by the way, folks, let me tell you something. When they give an mRNA vaccine to a cow or a pig or something else, they do not have to call it GMO. They can say it, they can still claim it's organic. There is an exemption to the Organic Food Act that allows them to claim mod RNA vaccinated animals, gene therapy, genetically modified animals can be called organic. Did you know that? Yeah. Okay. So I want to play this, right? This is viral right now. Speaking of our food supply. Nobody wants mRNA. Nobody wants it. So they're putting in the food because they still want you to be poisoned. So let me show you what's going on here. Listen to this guy.
Let's dig into the statistics sheet about mRNA vaccines in live animals.
Just a farmer.
And why this is a concern, not only as a consumer, but as a producer as well. They took 525 hogs, injected them with the live mRNA vaccine, and in 21 days, these were the statistics. 25 of them suffered from death, 55 of them became so anorexic that they were near death, 20 of them suffered from lameness, 12 of them suffered from loss of condition, and 25 more of them had near-death symptoms.
These are the pigs who got the same.
So we have 70% of these animals that are going to be okay to an extent, and then we have 30% of them that either have died or have near-death symptoms. They did autopsies on the ones that had passed away, and they still found remnants of the live virus vaccine inside the meat of these animals. So from a consumer standpoint, we have to worry about a live virus being inside of our meat that we're putting inside of our bodies. And as a producer standpoint, we have to worry about the health of our animals that can ultimately destroy us, destroy our herd, and destroy our business altogether. I'm interested to see what y'all think about this, so make sure you leave a comment.
Okay. So, folks, this guy's a rancher, and there's a couple scientific points that are a little off, right? So with mRNA, it's not necessarily live virus, and I'm not 100% sure where he's going with this. But the point is that this guy watched. They put this mRNA poison in his pigs. The pigs died. 30% of them were maimed or dead. That's 30%, folks. And you want to eat that crap? The 70% that survived, there's no long-term on it. Is there going to be slaughtered before there's any long-term study on what's impact? Nobody's going to know what's going on. Nobody's going to know. This stuff is absolutely, absolutely poison on every level. No question about that. And, it's horrific. It is absolutely horrific. They know what's going on. They're doing it anyways. They're putting it in the food supply. Why are they putting this in the food supply?
And they've been doing it for a long time. And the lobbyists in Missouri told you specifically, well, we can't get this. We can't allow this bill to pass with HB 1169, because then we'd have to label everything. And people have to understand that organic foods can be vaccinated. It can be labeled organic and still be vaccinated. They don't want these informed consent bills to pass because they told us specifically they'd have to label everything. And the bill only said you need to tell people if you've put anything into our food that has the potential to modify our genetics. And they said, oh, well, we can't do that, or we'd have to label everything. That just goes to show you how long they've been doing this.
Yeah, this is very, very clear. They're poisoning our food supply intentionally. And it's as clear as day, right? So this is just, you poison the food supply, you make the people sick, then you produce the medicine to keep them healthy. But the medicine makes them sicker, right? This is just an evil, evil plot. And they're getting away with it because it's very complicated. And most people don't dig into things far enough to understand it. And if you don't share this, right? Like if no one explains this, this is why people are like, what can I do? Well, you can share the damn video, right? We're explaining this. We do all this homework. We want people to understand. I mean, listen, we got to get people out there aware of what's happening. The biggest problem that we face in this is that people, it's so complicated and so devious.
Your ModRNA book lists our research. So they can go on our website, tomrens.com/shop. Or they can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, ModRNA.
Yeah.
You did the research. You published it. You publish it in small, concise template, like little pamphlet style books so that you can buy 10 and pass them around. The whole point is getting the truth out. Just get the truth out there.
This is why I love producer Andrea. She's selling the books for me. And yeah, do check out the ModRNA book. Yeah, it's very simple. It's very concise. You can read it in 15 minutes. You got everything you need. But this is the problem, right? People won't even take 15 minutes to read a book.
Yeah.
15 minutes, you can read it. You can have all the sites you need for everything, right? This isn't disputable stuff. These are scientific articles, peer-reviewed or otherwise. It's really a big deal, right?
And my friends that are ranchers feel equally horrified and upset and lied to and deceived because, they've always had to, for the longest time, right, vaccinate their animals to protect them from diseases and keep them alive and keep, strong herds and things like that. But now they're finding out that they don't know what they're getting, their animals are getting injected with now. They're concerned. And
they don't.
And they're upset. So I love seeing ranchers and people on the front lines like this raising their hand and saying, I need to know what you're putting into my cattle and my animals and what this is doing to those who buy my product. And again, that's what we're fighting for, is informed consent. If you can't tell me what you're putting in my cattle and what that can be doing to the consumer who then purchases it, then I don't want anything to do with that. You have the right of informed consent. Everyone does.
Well, and the thing about this is we not only don't know what they're putting in there, but we don't they're outright lying. They're lying to the ranchers. They're lying to everybody. And, you know, listen, if you're a rancher, I know a lot of great people that are ranchers, cowboys, farmers, you name it, right?
Yeah.
These are salt of the earth. These are the best people on the planet. They're trying to raise food to keep people fed, to take care of their family. I don't know a single rancher, farmer person that's like an evil monster other than, you know, I guess Bill Gates, but because he owns all the farmland now. But
pride in having and helping other families and providing food for their families.
They're typically salt of the earth.
Yeah, and I've had ranchers here in Nevada reach out to me and go, I'm horrified because if my cattle has been hurting people, poisoning children.
I know.
It's devastating to them to find out that they've been lied to. It's awful.
Well, and this is the key, right? So they don't even know what's going on with this. You know,
it's get told by the veterinarians, and again, this all gets passed down through, you know, the government. They're told, oh, don't worry about it. We're injecting them with stuff they need. They don't get informed consent either. And that's something that has to change. We need to know what's being, you know, put into these animals and what it means to the people eating them. That seems pretty basic.
Of course, the FDA won't study any of it or share the results of studies because if they share it, it'd be subject to FOIA. And the FDA is literally one of the most corrupt parts of the most corrupt government on the planet, the U.S. government. I mean, we're trying to compete with Ukraine right now for corruption. It's pretty mind blowing.
Well, and when they say, oh, then we'd have to label everything. I mean, think about that.
This goes back to Monsanto
and poisoning. They've been poisoning everything for so long that they're like, we can't let you have any informed consent because that was gone long ago. You're crazy.
Well, and let me use that as a transition piece. I want to play this video. The corruption that we have under Joe Biden has reached a point that I mean, even Democrats see it, right? So even true Democrats that are just truly idealistically opposed to Republicans as opposed to socialist sellouts, because there are some old school Democrats that just view things differently than the Republicans. But most of the Democrats and the Republicans are just sellouts right now. But there, I can respect ideological differences, right? That's why, like I said, I like Bobby Kennedy. I'm voting Trump. I support Trump. And I have ideological differences with Kennedy, but I support him as a human being and I can respect what he's doing. So, but I want to play this video because this is an important, this is Bobby Kennedy. And I mean, I'm going to let it speak for itself.
You know, you know him very well. You guys have spent time indirectly, even family member at some point. So this is RFK yesterday on CNN. Go ahead and play this clip, Rob.
When people talk about the threat to democracy that Trump poses, do you really think that is an equal to Biden?
I mean, listen, I can make the argument that President Biden is a much worse threat to democracy. And the reason for that is President Biden is the first candidate in history, the first president in history that has used the federal agencies to censor political speech, so to censor his opponent. I can say that because I just won a case in the Federal Court of Appeals and now before the Supreme Court. It shows that he started censoring not just me. 37 hours after he took the oath of office, he was censoring me. No president in the country has ever done that. The greatest threat to democracy is not somebody who questions election returns, but a president of the United States who used the power of his office to force the social media companies, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter,
holy moly,
to open a portal and give access to that portal to the FBI, to the CIA, to the IRS, to CISA, to NIH, to censor his political critics. President Biden, for the first president in history, used the secret, his power over the Secret Service, to deny Secret Service protection to one of his political opponents for political reasons. He's weaponizing the federal agencies. Those are really critical threats
to
democracy.
Donald Trump, of course, tried to overturn a free and fair election. He tried to overturn one, right? He's still fighting.
There was nothing
free or
fair about that.
How is that not a threat to democracy?
Well, I think that is a threat to democracy. If trying to overthrow the election clearly is a threat to democracy. But the question was, Who is the worst threat to democracy? And what I would say is, I'm not going to answer that question, but I can argue that President Biden is, because the First Amendment, Aaron, is the most important. But Adams and Hamilton and Madison said, we put the guarantee of freedom of expression in the First Amendment because all of our other constitutional rights depend on it. If you have a government that can silence its opponent, it has license for any atrocity.
So just to be clear,
okay, folks, what can I say about that, right? Now, CNN is naturally very upset because they wanted to go after Trump. But here's the thing. This is why I like Bobby Kennedy. Okay, I can't vote for him because I disagree with him on climate. I disagree with him on a bunch of things. But I like Bobby Kennedy, and I respect him. Okay, so Bobby is a person. And as a candidate, I disagree with certain key issues I can't support, but I respect what he's doing and what he's saying. He's intellectually honest, and he stands for things. And honestly, I wish I could support him. I do, because I like the guy. But Bobby is out there, and he's even noting the Joe Biden censored everything. All this stuff we're talking about on COVID, all this stuff on the vaccines. Look at the way he's weaponized the justice system to go after Donald Trump. He's going after his political opponents legally. He's going after them through censorship. He's going through. I mean, this guy is a criminal. Joe Biden belongs in Gitmo. The guy is a treasonous traitor. I don't know what else to say about this, right? I personally believe that Joe Biden's behavior rises to the level of treason. He's working with our enemies around the world. I mean, the guy is literally sold military secrets and sold all sorts of secrets and done all the things that, I mean, look at Burisma. Look at what he's done with the CCP. Look at all the stuff that he's doing around the world. This guy, to me, is the most corrupt individual on the planet. And I don't care if he's commander in chief or not. The guy belongs in jail. He has crossed so many lines, Joe Biden has, that I mean, impeachment should be long since a given, right? And thank you, Donnie Girl, you're going after the pro-life activists, right? So look at this, there's another headline about another 80-some-year-old woman going to jail for 10 years because she was singing hymns outside of an abortion clinic. I mean, really? But BLM can burn down a city and no one goes to jail for that, right? I mean, this guy is just remaking the country, and our courts won't do a damn thing. They won't say. They won't deal with this. They keep pushing these, political crisis. Oh, it's this. So it's not, this isn't political. This is a constitutional crisis. And I don't like an activist court getting involved in politics or in day-to-day legal matters. But when you have a president who is openly working against the good interest of our country and our Constitution and violating the law as flagrantly as this guy is, someone ought to do something. You know, our Congress won't, because they're bought and paid for. I mean, Mike Johnson, you know, he said within 5 minutes of getting elected Speaker of the House, he's getting 10 grand from Pfizer. I wonder what that does, right? No, I wonder why he's pushing things like this minibus, like the Ukraine, like all this stuff. I mean, can Mike Johnson give anything more to the left than what he is? No, he can't. Because as soon as he got named speaker, he became the same sort of sellout crook that every other leader does as soon as they're there, right? Thank God. I will say, I did see MTG. If you check out my Twitter, I posted an MTG thing today. You know what? MTG is growing on me. She's done a couple things I didn't love in the past, but I really like how principled she's been fighting against these crooks. It's a big deal, right? All right. So that's Bobby. I want to touch on another issue. It's kind of unrelated, but I think it's really important. Do y'all know about AI, artificial intelligence? Okay, so AI is not just, you know, a tool to have someone write your high school papers for you, right? It's not just Siri answering questions. AI means that we've allowed these machines to start learning on their own and to essentially develop their own thinking processes. I don't want to say consciousness, because I think consciousness is denotes like a soul or God. I don't think that there's a consciousness. And it's all an illusion, right? Self-awareness in a machine is illusion. I think self-awareness in humanity stems from your soul. But regardless, AI is a big deal, right? It can think, it can learn, it can do things. I want to play this clip for you. This is Elon Musk, okay? This is Elon Musk. And I want you to hear this. And I want you to think about how specific the answer is. I like this headline. Delivers oddly specific example when asked about killer AI. I want you to hear this.
Couldn't AI, even in this moment, just with the technology that we have before us, be used in some fairly destructive ways?
You could make a swarm of assassin drones for very little money by just taking the Face ID chip that's used in cell phones and having a small explosive charge and a standard drone, and have them just do a grid sweep of the building until they find the person they're looking for, ram into them and explode. You can do that right now. No new technology is needed.
Okay. This guy just asked Elon for like a general, couldn't AI be dangerous? And Elon launched into a very specific thing about AI swarms with explosives and how they would search the building and how to me, that answer is the answer that someone gives right after they worked on a project, right?
The thing is, they've already had all this stuff for so long that I think these tech guys just look and giggle when someone asks a question like that. They're just like, dude, we've been able to do that for 100 years, right? Like the technology is way more advanced than they want any of us to know.
Here's the thing that's scarier, right? That's scarier than that. The idea that you could put a swarm out that looked for a specific person and then killed them, that's scary. What's scarier is that we now are at a point where a computer that's running that swarm may decide that a person needs to be killed and send that swarm out to do it, right? Mm-hmm. This is one of the things that's occurring when we talk about self-aware or these AIs have become self-aware or self-directed, some of this, that, the other. I mean, that could potentially happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and supposedly there's safeguards built in, but what happens when the AI figures out a way around the safeguard, right? If you make AI, if you make something that's designed to think and to figure things out and to do things, well, what happens when it does, right? AI is smarter than people. These computers are smarter than people. And given time, they can work around and create solutions to things that we can't even think of existing. So we create this AI whose job it is to develop solutions to complicated problems and think that we're going to be able to not let it do certain things that it may want to do. Well, how are we going to stop it? What, because we wrote some software that says it can't? Well, it's AI. It can figure out a way around that, can't it? That's the whole point of AI. So anyways, this is like Terminator stuff, right?
That's what I was going to say. We're living in Terminator. It's like the next level of Jumanji, I always call it. But yeah, Terminator and all the sci-fi stuff from our childhood. Like, we're looking at all this. I bring it up to my kids all the time. I'm like, here's another Twilight Zone episode. Here's another X-Files episode. Here's another Terminator, Matrix. Yeah. Like, every sci-fi thing that's been published in some way is being exposed at the moment of being real. And like I said, the 100-year-old tech, I mean, we definitely know in the 50s, 60s, 70s, a lot of this tech existed. I mean, we don't get to see it or know anything about it until it's existed for quite a while. And that's the same with the vaccines, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of this stuff has been around for a long time and we're just learning about it. But this is a critical thing. It's becoming worse and it's becoming, I don't know, it's a disaster, but just be aware. The AI's running the world. Yeah, we have some insiders, some whistleblowers who've given me some data on it. And I'm going to tell you guys, if you're not afraid of what's going on with AI, it's because you don't know what's going on with AI. And I'm not exactly a panic type guy. All right, I want to finish with this, which is a little bit more, this would be funny if it wasn't so sad. It's pathetic, but it's you hate me because of the color of my skin stuff. You know, more racism, right? So this guy is a racist who blames everything on people hating him because of the color of his skin. And, I don't know. We'll just listen to this.
What was supposed to be a positive development in the heart of Huntington has turned into controversy after accusations of racism and discrimination went viral on social media.
We're talking about Crispy's Chicken. It's a restaurant owned by NFL Hall of Famer Randy Moss. But as 13 News reporter Jordan Mead tells us, the manager of the restaurant says the community isn't supporting the business, and he claims it has nothing to do with the food.
Yeah.
The original video.
Great energy, great food. You know, Randy Moss took his time out, invested his money.
That sparked it all.
But since we've been here for the past few months, it has been nothing but negativity from the community. The community not supporting.
That's the manager of Crispy's Chicken, a fast food restaurant in Huntington. In the video posted just last week, he lashes out at the community, saying their criticism goes beyond the food and service.
The entire community is filled with negativity. Being an African American company, this is what we deal with on a regular basis.
Oh, wait a second, wait a second. So this guy, it's because he's black, right? Now, the complaints, it sounds like, are food and service, because that's what he's doing, but it's because he's black. Couldn't it just be that you suck as a manager? I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know. Maybe he's great at it. I really have no idea, but why does it always got to go to it's because I'm black? Who the hell's? I got to be honest with you. If you're looking at someone's skin color at this point, you're an idiot or a leftist. The only people I know that are looking at skin color are leftists who say that you have to look at skin color because they're a bunch of CRT racists. But I mean, I don't care what color you are. When I go to a restaurant, do you think I give a damn what color your skin is? I just care whether you give me good food or not. If you give me bad food, I don't care what color your skin is. I'm going to tell you you suck. If you give me good food, I don't care what color your skin is. I'm going to tell you you're great. This is real simple. I don't know anybody who goes to a restaurant and gives a damn what color your skin is. This seems very disingenuous to me.
Unfortunate, you know, we're not the other color, which is unfortunate to
you guys. What's unfortunate about that? What's wrong with being black? I think you should embrace that.
More respect.
After the backlash.
I think that's horseshit. This is horseshit, folks. Listen, I've got some great, great, great black leaders that I work with, and they're all proud. They're proud, and they should be. Look at what the black community's done for this country. They overcame slavery. They set the example. They fought Martin Luther King and these civil rights leaders. They set an example in this country that took the world, right? The example, the fight back against racism in this country ended up changing the world. Racism became unacceptable on a global scale. Why wouldn't you be proud of that? Unfortunately, this guy's saying that it's unfortunate that he's not another color. What the hell's wrong with you? You should be proud of who you are. I mean, for God's sakes, you're not proud of it? No, this is another guy who wants to feel bad for himself and blame the fact that he sucks as a manager on the color of his skin.
His post, the manager, who would only tell us his first name, called out a local host of a podcast to do an interview.
We try to be positive and have a positive effect on the community, but it just wasn't having it.
But from that interview.
So this guy interviews him, like, listen, we're trying to have a positive effect on the community, but this guy wouldn't have it. He just wants to be pissed off and wants to blame everybody for the fact that he sucks as a manager.
View came more controversy.
What did our community do? They tore us down, like they always do. The African-American community, we are known to tear each other down.
Now, wait a second. Now he's mad at other black people. What in the hell is going on here? Folks, I'm going to stop this right here, and I'm going to tell you what's going on. There are a group of people in this country who cannot ever accept responsibility for problems. They're always a victim. Anything that goes wrong is always someone else's fault. It's always because they're this, because they're that. This guy wanted to blame the fact that his restaurant's not getting a great response on the color of his skin. I don't know Huntington, West Virginia. I'm not going to tell you it's impossible that there's some racist people there. I don't know. What I do know is that this guy then goes on to say that it's the color of his skin, but then he goes on to blame other black people. This is what black people do, is they tear down black people. What the hell are you talking about? Is it because you're black, or is it because black people don't like black? What is he saying? This is nonsense. The color of your skin is irrelevant. It is irrelevant in this world. And if you're making it relevant, then you're a racist. Martin Luther King, the content of your character over the color of your skin. I cannot tell you how offensive I find it to be when someone tells me it's because I'm black, it's because I'm white, it's because I'm this. I don't give a damn what color you are. Just be a good person, fight forward, and I'll have your back whatever color you are, as long as you're taking responsibility for your actions and fighting forward, right? That's how we got to do this. Who the hell cares? This whole, man, what an embarrassment. What an embarrassment. I'm so sick.
It's just being entitled. They all got, you know, the trophy awards for doing nothing generation. This isn't a race thing. I know plenty of white people who say, I just could never be successful because this, that, and the other thing. You know, the world's
it's always somebody's fault.
The world's just always been cruel and mean to me. Like, my great grandparents would literally slap these people across the face. They lived through the Great Depression. Yep. They saw multiple wars. My great-grandfather was in the cavalry army, okay? Like, he rode horses in Texas to fight for his freedoms, and he fought so many battles, real battles in his life. These little wussy weenies that didn't get beat up enough on the playground, like we talk about, yeah, act like they're victims. You live in a free country, and the guy right next to you who's successful, you could have done the exact same thing as him, and it doesn't have to do with color of your skin.
I'm going to be real honest.
It's the victimhood crap that these kids have been fed for the last 20 years in the school system.
I'm going to tell you, as an attorney, if I found a racist-ish incident,
I would attack it
in a heartbeat.
I always say that.
I would attack any bigotry I could ever attack.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to tell you, this whole entitled, it's because of this, when it has nothing to do with the color of your skin, is just an embarrassment. This guy can't even tell the same story twice. I mean, first it's because of the color of his skin, then it's because other black people are attacking him. I just find that to be appalling. Mm-hmm. And what it does, what this guy really did, what he did is he did a disservice to people who are actually fighting against real racism.
Exactly.
Because, you know, he's trying to make it. Anyways, all right. Everybody, appreciate you listening. Get this show out there. Help us share. Thank you. And you guys have a great day.